This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's best titbit without the tits. Catching up on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber, and Jamie Lewis.
Good evening once again, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Catching Up. It's all about the music tonight,
music,
isn't
darling,
it, Dolly?
Music, darling, yes. Well, we're on radio, aren't we? So I bloody well hope so.
I know. Look, a big thank you to Lefty.
But in particular tonight, hey, darling.
Absolutely. Big thank you to Lefty Pinkos for their last show.
Yes.
And tonight, obviously, we like a bit of a theme,
yes,
at Catching Up.
We do, darling.
And we just thought, let's just do it about the music.
Well, we did a lot of the Melbourne Comedy Festival. That's gone.
It's been and gone, but yeah, it's been fabulous. It's
gorgeous, yes.
I'd like to say all the podcasts will be uploaded very shortly. but we want to know tonight.
Yes, darling.
What is everyone's favourite music show? Look, do you have a music show that you used to love, that you still love now, or is it just gone, unfortunately, been ripped off the air?
So in a retro kind of a way, is that what you mean, darling?
Any
not
type
the voice
of music
or anything like that.
Oh,
hey,
God.
Sweetheart.
Well, no. Look, if our listeners want to talk about The Voice, they can, but obviously we want to hear about some of the old goldies.
Old and goldies. Oh, I'm getting excited.
Oh, I know. So look, you know the number to call, 1300-JOY-949.
Yes.
SMS us on 0427-JOY-949 or email us in the studio on air at joy.org.au.
That's the one, pretty boy.
Ooh.
Hey, Brett, I'm going to play a bit of music tonight, as you know.
Oh, yes.
Now, I'm going to play a little bit of Evelyn Thomas.
Oh, yes.
This isn't it. Andrew.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. Andrew Marr.
Yes.
Bunny Ziegler.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, I know. He's from Instant Funk. He's cool.
Oh, yeah.
And Club's Shot.
Oh, fat.
Yes, with a little bit of a medley of Maniac, which is hilarious. But tonight, right now,
yes,
I've got Do What You Want to Do with T Connection from 1977.
Roll up that rug.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Think we should fade this out, Brett?
Oh my God, yes.
It kind of goes on a bit, doesn't it? Let's face it. That was T Connection and Do What You Want to Do, which of course you can do what you want to do. We don't care. Turn this off. Terribly, you don't.
It's all because it's all about the music tonight on
all
Catching
about the
Up.
Music,
isn't
sweetheart,
it?
Isn't it? On Catching Up.
We do want to hear what is your favourite music TV show.
You're not recent, darling.
Oh, it can be. Recent?
No, I don't want to hear recent, sweetheart.
We do want to hear. Jerry from the front desk has already told us it was Young Talent Time for him.
Young Talent Time for him.
He says, I'm not going to tell Jerry's age because a gentleman should never reveal a lady's age.
No, darling.
But Jerry said that he remembers the episode where Tina Arena auditioned.
Oh,
yes.
Lordy.
So we want to hear what is your favourite music show. SMS us on 0427-JOY-949, phone us on 1300-JOY-949, or email us directly into the studio on air at joy.org.au. Dolly, my dear.
Yes, darling.
Now, this is normally the Catching Up With Us.
Well, it is.
Bit of the show.
It is spookily enough,
yes,
isn't it? Now, Jamie's not here, so we can't catch up with him.
She's away flying somewhere. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So, what have I been up to, darling? Well, I know we did talk about the comedy festival.
Yes.
We're not supposed to talk about that anymore, but I did on the last night, which was on Sunday night, go and see Judith Lucy and Denise Scott.
What did you think?
Did you see them?
I saw them.
You saw The Spiral?
Yep.
I have to say, look, you know, it felt like a bit of a book launch.
Yes. That's the purpose.
Because they both got, was it?
Yeah, that was the joke.
But they both got new books and they were giving them a bit of a...
They were old books and they were taking the piss out of each other.
They weren't old books, darling.
They were. They've been out for ages.
No, not Judith's new one, the Die one. I think, you know, what was it?
No, that all related to that...
Eat, Pray, Love and Die.
That all related to the religious show she did on the ABC, Love.
Oh. Anyway, look, it didn't matter, darling, because let's face it, they could wee on stage and I was still thinking that
absolute
was hilarious.
Same table for two.
But they had the costume change.
How hilarious.
Fantastic. And if the viewers didn't see the costume change, because they were in beautiful suits to start
off
with.
Yeah, they were. Very smart.
Yeah, very smart, very elegant. And then they went back to their full length nude outfits with boobs nicoed in and the pubes.
But do you know what I loved about the pubes? Even though it's after 9 o'clock. I like it how Denise's was full bush.
Yes, full bush.
But Judith's was strip.
It was a strip.
It was very funny.
It was hilarious. And they did little lumps. They did a little dance too. Fantastic. Hilarious, those girls. Love them.
That was one of the highlights from the show, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. That was brilliant. And I have to say, I mean, I was a little bit all comedied out.
Yeah.
By the end of it. But, geez, I love Melbourne during the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Oh, and I just love the fact that they were the headlines. I mean, they had 1,500 people every night for there. And good on them. They bloody well deserve it. Hey?
Absolutely.
You know, to get all these international acts in and then the Australian girls just get in there and clean it up. Well done.
Now, you know what I've been following?
What have you been following,
darling?
And
I'm really excited about it. Now, I told you.
It was a little bit about a rainbow or something, wasn't it?
Okay. So remember at Mardi Gras this year, they painted part of Taylor Square with the gay pride colours.
Oh.
But then afterwards, the council removed them because people were stopping. It's a very busy... And for those of you who don't know Sydney, Taylor Square is one of possibly the busiest intersections of the entire city. Mm-hmm. And people were stopping to get their photograph taken and it was starting to cause a traffic jam. And also putting people's lives at risk.
So do you know what they painted the...
So they painted the crossing.
They painted all rainbow colours.
Rainbow colours.
Right. Okay.
So they got rid of it. Oh. So there was a group that got together on Facebook and went, this isn't fair. And so a lot of people have been campaigning. But this wonderful group, it's called DYI Rainbow Crossing.
Yes.
And what they're actually saying to everyone in Australia and the world now, don't worry, don't get the council to paint. Just by using chalk... Make your own DYI rainbow crossing.
Stand in the middle of the road with a chalk. Is that what they're saying, sweetheart?
Well, maybe not in the middle of the road, not with traffic.
No.
But it's wonderful. People all around the world, there was a photograph this morning of someone from the London Eye.
All getting run over?
No. So they had coloured it in with chalk.
With chalk, yes.
They're doing it all over Sydney. Mm-hmm. I bought my chalk today.
Did you, darling?
Yeah. I'm going to do it. Well, I'm very excited.
See the dress I'm wearing. It looks like it's been done by a bit of chalk, doesn't it? Lines, yeah.
But what I love about it is that they're not saying it's graffiti. Because it's chalk, it just washes away. So it's quite, a little bit, we're not polluting the environment. And I think it's such a wonderful way of expressing a political theme without being too political. How can you get upset with a rainbow? Like, a rainbow is a really beautiful thing.
Well, it's natural, isn't it, darling?
It's natural.
All about the rain, too. And when the rain comes, then the rainbow's going to be washed away, isn't it, gorgeous?
Absolutely. So I'm going to...
More's the pity.
I'm trying to get a group of people together, but if I don't get a group of people together, I don't mind, Dolly. I'm just going
to
do it myself.
You're
going
to get a little clutch together to do what? Where are you going to go?
I'm going
to
do a rainbow
what
myself.
Whereabouts, darling?
I don't know. That's where I want to do something
quite
exciting.
Oh, where are you from, Carnegie, darling? Oh, that's a bit outrageous.
Well, I just thought Carnegie might be a bit...
I like it there.
Well, I thought I could do it maybe at a university steps or...
Oh, no. Go Carnegie,
like
darling.
Do Carnegie?
Shut up, I'm sweet.
Carnegie?
They need it, don't they?
Carnegie to Carnegie.
Rattle their tins. Good on you, Brett. How exciting.
Yes.
Now, shut up.
Joy, 94.9.
So you're catching up with Dolly and Brett tonight.
Oh, thanks for that,
94.9.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Dave. I always forget where I am.
Dolly, we've had a couple of messages come
Isn't that
through.
Funny. Have we, Dolly? Is anyone listening tonight?
I know.
Where's your mother? Is she?
Well, we've got one from Maggie.
Oh, hello,
Maggie.
Beautiful.
Hi, Dolster
girl.
And Brett. Her favourite shows from Bless Mum. Now she's gone back into the vault. 6 o'clock Rock with JOK, which is Johnny O'Keefe.
Oh, yeah, JOK.
Bandstand and Countdown.
Oh.
My mother loved
Bandstand.
Maggie loved the music shows.
I don't remember Bandstand. Okay. Well, before my time.
We might talk about Bandstand
later
on.
Hello, Maggie. Good on you, Johnny. Yeah.
And a big thank you from an unknown person who sent through. What a fantastic Starchy and Hutch way to start the show.
How was that, Starchy? not shown.
Because that was all that sort of instrumental. Remember they were like running around Bay City because they fought the crime in Bay City.
I love Starsky and Hutch.
They're awesome. But look, we do still want to hear from you. Mm. What is your favourite music show?
Yes.
SMS us on 0427 Joy 949. Phone us on 1300 Joy 949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. Dolly, darling.
Yes, darling. Music
now,
shows.
Music shows.
What have you got for me, darling?
Okay, so nowadays the music shows are all about Idol, The Voice. You know, Rage is still going. It started in 1987. But where did it all start, Dolly? What was the first big music show? So I want to talk about the
Bandstand, obviously.
Well,
Maggie?
Yeah, well, yes, or Rock Around the Clock.
Yes.
So let's have a listen. Mm-hmm. I've got five.
Who are we going back to? What era, darling?
Well, let's start the first one. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to play the clip and we can talk about
it. And then the viewers can try and think about which one it is.
Absolutely.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes.
First one coming up.
Ooh.
Is this Rock Around the Clock?
Okay, it's an American show. Probably the original. Bandstand.
It's Maggie's show.
This is Maggie's show.
Oh, I can see her dancing around the
lounge. Do you know what I love about... Do you know what I love about a bit of about Bandstand? It started in 1952.
Oh, before my time.
And obviously Dick Clark had basically hosted it for almost the entire run until 1989, where it finally finished.
Dick who, Danny?
Dick Clark.
Not Dick Van Dyke.
Not Dick Van Dyke. He had his own show. So Dick Clark hosted. Now, Maggie was right when she was talking about Bandstand. Now, there was obviously American Bandstand.
Oh, yes.
But also... There was an Australian bandstand, and it was hosted by Brian Henderson.
Not Brian Ferry.
No. And that went from about 1960...
Brian Henderson. He sung I Love Onions.
No, wasn't that little...
Well, I think he sung it too. Onions, onions, rah, rah, rah. That one, Danny. You know
I
that one?
I think so. With Not Little
sure,
Patty.
Sure, it was Brian Henderson.
With who was the girl who was married to Darren Hinch? Jackie Weaver.
Jackie
she
Weaver
sung I
sung
Love
it.
I
but I'm
love
sure
onions.
She sang it with Brian Henderson. I'll have
anyway,
to Google that, darling.
We'll go back to Bandstand.
Right,
so
you're getting
Bandstand.
Real excited.
I know we are.
Oh, yes.
Though it was, look, it was a vehicle for teen pop acts. Mm-hmm. Mr. Dick Clark's Bandstand included performances from Adam Ant, Devo, Curtis Blow, The Public Image, as well as legends like Johnny Cash, The Byrds, David Bowie, Aretha Franklin, and Kool & the Gang.
Really? They had everyone on, sweetheart.
They had so Bandstand was your mainstream music.
It was Countdown.
Well, let's just say it was the first of its time. Remember, this was 1952. So
Was it on the TV then, Danny?
It was on the box, black and white.
Okay.
Bandstand. So, look, moving on from... We're going to go across the pond.
Across the Mooney Ponds.
Across the Mooney Ponds.
Yes.
To our next clip.
There we go.
Hard rock.
A whole lot of love kind of stuff.
A whole lot of love.
Mm. Rocky.
So UK music show, Dolly.
Oh, God.
Top of the Pops.
Oh, Top of the Pops, darling. They were huge.
Huge. So this
was that little intro for it, was it?
Yes.
It was Top of Pops intro.
It was Led Zeppelin.
Led Zeppelin.
It did change a few times, but the majority of the time was A Whole Lot of Love.
Oh.
And it ran from 1964 to 2006. Now, guess how many episodes?
That's a long time.
That was a
long time, darling.
Yeah. More than 2,200 episodes.
Of Top of the Pops.
Absolutely.
Was that only in Britain, was it?
Well, it's funny you should say that because it almost reached 100 different countries worldwide at its peak.
Did it reach us, darling, here
yes.
in Australia?
It was on the ABC as well as cable.
Oh.
Absolutely. I used to
cable?
Love
what
it.
What do you mean cable, darling?
Cable Foxtel, darling. Can't.
Did you have Foxtel, darling, back in 1962?
No, but remember, we did have it in the 90s, darling.
Did it repeat, did it?
No, some of it did.
Oh, lovely.
But now, obviously, it finished in 2006, but they do have a Christmas special every year. Mm. What I love about Top of the Pops...
What was the thing about that differed that from Bandstand?
Okay, so Bandstand was, it was around people dancing, it was very controlled, but then later on it was live gigs and people would talk, etc., etc. Top of the Pops was the pure, there would be a presenter and they would just be playing all the they'd be playing
the Top of the Pops, darling,
clips as well as live performances, and it had more of an audience participation. Whereas Bandstand was a little bit, they would dance in the '50s when they danced. It was, you know, it was it was quite tame.
Yeah.
Where Top of the Pops was a little bit more, well, it was of the time, so it was very '60s, very much the new wave, the British Invasion. So it was very, it influenced music for many,
sure,
many
Dusty
years.
Dusty would have been dancing on
Dusty
the stage.
Appeared on Top of the Pops many a time, did as did the Beatles, Rolling Stones, Madonna.
Madonna.
Many, many times.
I'm sure the show didn't last long after that.
No. But look, how about we move to the third clip, which I know you will definitely get.
Oh, nipples crossed. Soul Train! Putting on my heels, I knew one. I was so sacked if I didn't know this, hey. So, in America, very black. We're dancing away. I hope you're all dancing too. Soul Train, darling, give
Soul
us the gossip.
Soul Train, the sounds of Philadelphia. So Soul Train ran from 1971 to 2006. Soul Train started as a local dance program in Chicago, but then obviously was syndicated because it was such a great hit, and it did focus heavily on black music, but not just black music. Did you see how they used to dance at Soul Train?
Oh my God, those blacks knew how to dance.
They used to be able to get down, get up, and get down again.
Oh, sensational.
And the cost,
so did it really feature
fashion?
But I mean, you know, at that time, there would have been a lot of white groups dancing, but not many black ones. Was it kind of like instrumental and getting all these funky, groovy Philadelphia bands?
I think it actually
happening, or what?
Like Motown, it got white people listening to black music. And black people knew how cool black music was. I mean, you didn't have to sell it to them, but it did sell it to white people. Because I think white people's always be like, ooh. I think white people's tastes in music at that time were still quite conservative. And it wasn't really till the mid-60s where they started experimenting. Whereas black music or African-American music, they were already there. Look at the Motown. Look at some of those fabulous tracks. Now, this was obviously rival to Dick Clark's Bandstand, and he tried to actually create a rival show to this called Soul Unlimited. However, it didn't really work, and obviously Soul Train was well and truly the winner.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go.
Now, another American TV show, I'm so sorry, but this is probably one of my favourites, from 1980. Miss Dionne Warwick. She was the host.
She was. Nothing to do with Dionne in the name.
No.
All right, give it to us. What is it, darling? Come on.
No.
Keep going. Yes.
Here we go. Now this is the name of the show. Solid Gold.
Oh, Solid Gold.
So Solid Gold. So like Bandstand of the 50s being of the moment, Top of the Pops being of the 60s, Soul Train being of the 70s, Solid Gold was of the 80s. You had beautiful men and women, predominantly wearing a lot of gold lamé, dancing their asses off, and also having the huge hits of the day. But unlike Soul Train, which was about dancing and groove and really cool music, Solid Gold was probably more mainstream, but it was really campy. They would have quite bizarre, like they remember Madam. Madam was
I never really watched
a puppet. By Wayland Flowers, and they had varying different hosts. It was very campy, but I loved it because the music was amazing, and probably the huge camp element. Sissy and I would watch Solid Gold quite regularly, but it was sort of, it was a different take on the music genre of the time. I loved it. Okay, now we've got one final clip.
Solid Gold dancers, of course.
Yes.
They had quite a few of those.
They were the element. Now we're going to go back in time.
Right.
What is... Of course.
Ready?
Countdown! Okay, now we've done the countdown show, but how can we do a music show without talking about
how
countdown?
How can we, sweetheart?
1974
darling.
To 1987, and then Countdown Revolution in 1989.
What Molly did for the music scene, sweetheart. He was so passionate about it, wasn't he? He was
I know.
Now, we've done a countdown show before, haven't we?
We have, but we've got more countdown clips coming up later on, haven't we?
I'm going to count down April 1982 a little bit later on, the top 10 songs of April 1982, if you don't mind.
We've got to pay some bills first, though, haven't we, doll?
Yes.
Alrighty.
Okay, so is that it for you now?
That's it for me, darling.
Good.
Joy, 94.9.
You're catching up with Brett and Dolly this Tuesday evening on Joy 94.9. It's all about we're catching up with music. We do have two quick shout-outs.
Oh, do we,
now,
darling?
Now, the fabulous Johnny.
Sweetheart.
Johnny sent us a few messages last week. Johnny sent us another message. I love the show, guys. I liked Soul Train back in the day. Love Johnny. Johnny, you have got some style because we love Soul
Johnny,
Train
we love,
as well.
We play a lot of Soul Train music, a lot of Philadelphia funk and disco.
And I think one of my neighbours from Carnegie sent through.
Yes.
Video hits was my fave in the 90s. Made Saturday morning hoovering a pleasure.
Now she's talking.
She's talking, isn't she?
Well, darling, what's her name? Andrew.
Yes,
Andrea.
That would be Andrea.
Andrea in Carnegie. Hello, Andrea in Carnegie. This one's Andrea Marr, the song I'm playing next. And that's where love ends. This is a nine-piece funk soul act from Springvale, Victoria. It's current.
And can we dedicate this to our new mate, Johnny?
I just dedicate it to Andrea from Carnegie. Jesus, how are you going to listen? Shut up and listen. It's a good song. When the music fades. You're on Joy 94.9. When the
last word. Joy 94.9.
Oh, that's what love is. You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9. That was Andrea Marr with her funky band. Nine-piece funk soul band from Springvale.
Isn't that hilarious? She's
Isn't
fantastic.
That hilarious? Yeah. She wrote that for her dad, darling, who passed away. You said that sounded like a stripper song.
No, it sounded all like initially
but
quite
it was for her dad.
Dita Von Teese initially. And then it was like you said, it's for her dad. And I was like, oh. I've got the wrong end of the stick
there. You did. Anyway, moving on.
All right. Hey, Dolly, you've got another little music clip for us, haven't you,
darling? I do, darling, I do. I'm going to drag you back in time, sweetheart.
What year?
Going back to 1982.
Oh, 1982. 31 years ago?
Is it that
31
long ago?
Years ago, yeah.
Darling,
I've done it before.
Now, Countdown was one of your favourite music shows.
Hands down.
Yes. And so I'm giving you the top 10 of April 17.
Fabulous.
Which is around about now.
Yeah, which is about now, 31 years ago.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. 1982. So
fabulous.
Here we go. And see if you can recognise the song, shall
we? I wonder what was at number 10 back in the day.
I don't know.
Ooh. Countdown.
One day in your life, you could make the top 10 with a 7-year-old record, just like Michael Jackson.
Number 10.
Oh,
Michael Jackson.
MJ.
MJ.
Before he went a bit weird. Allegedly.
Faded his skin. Shot too many pills.
I know. Played with the monkey.
Duran Duran are making their way around Australia and making their way up the charts.
Oh.
Duran Duran. Do you remember? Wasn't one of their
business, wasn't it Own
was
Way?
My
Quarter
Own
Flash
Way.
Have done their dash as Hard in My Heart slides down the chart.
Hard in My Heart.
I don't remember this one, Dom.
Hard in My Heart, darling. Quarter Flash.
Oh, yes. Now I remember.
Now you're remembering.
Rod Stewart has slipped two spots this week. See what happens when you fire your manager.
Party's manager today.
Oh.
Little goss there happening in 1982. He's such an old story, though, wasn't
I'm
he?
Seeing
where
a lot
he used
of
to
light.
Stick his head between girls' legs with video clips.
He did, didn't he?
Someone about being sexy.
Joey Scarberry can't quite believe that he's at number 6 nationally.
Oh, we love this one.
And it looks like
we
might go even higher.
Believe it or not.
Remember, this was from The Greatest American Hero.
Yes, believe it or not.
Yes.
Joey Scarberry.
It's me, Dolly.
Elton John's got his blue eyes on top spot. This week he's up 3 places to number 5.
1982, he was looking pretty good then too.
He was
check
married to a woman apparently at this stage, remember? Yeah, no one bought that, Elton.
No one did. No. Michael Jackson did that too. Why bother?
Plain rich woman, I think her name is.
Again. the next one's fun.
Looks like a change in the top three this week as Shaky and Julie hit Shaky number Stevens. Four.
Oh, my God.
He also sung Behind the Green Door. Oh, Julie.
He's from Cardiff.
Is it?
He's from Wales.
Shaky Stevens. He's like Elvis, wasn't he? A good dancer.
Yeah.
Depeche Mode is a French term for what's happening now, and they certainly are. Just can't get enough, just could get to number one.
And is this number two?
No, I think
it's number
three.
Just
can't get enough.
The number two spot is still centered around the Jay Giles Band.
You like this one.
Angel is the centerfold. Oh, this is hot. Okay, number
what
one.
What about moving pictures?
Not
number one for the
good,
fifth.
Get it off now.
Week.
We've had enough. Oh, no one needs to listen to that bloody moving bloody
about
pictures.
Himself. Who cares? What about me? I don't know how many times I've heard that song
thanks
in
for
karaoke.
Thanks for the walk down
what
memory.
What about me?
I know, but thanks for the walk down memory lane,
doll. Do you like that, darling? No, I did want to play one of those songs of the top 10. Which one do you think I should play?
I reckon, because we rarely get to play Michael Jackson, and I reckon you should choose Michael Jackson.
What a lovely choice, darling. Oh. This is a bit of a remix because it was a bit slow.
It was a bit too slow.
So we've put a little beat in for you, darling. You're on Joy with Brett and Dolly. We're catching up with Michael Jackson, and this is called One Day in Your Life.
White gloves on, people, white gloves on.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with Dolly and Brett. It's nice to have you back. And
it's
good to hear that Johnny's still listening. Love your work. He loved the Hee Haw, a country western show in the 1970s. Never heard of the Hee Haw?
No.
Hee Haw sounds hilarious.
I know, it does sound hilarious. Hey, look, just one quick last chance to let us know your favourite music show that you loved on TV.
Because you get to win nothing, but
us
reading out your message.
But we read you out.
Let's face it.
And that's worth something.
Oh, yeah.
SMS us on 0427 Joy949. Give us a call on 1300 Joy949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. Dolly.
You've got a quiz for me.
I've got a quiz. And for those playing at home, pen and paper ready.
Rightio. Buzz us out.
So I'm going to test Dolly how well she knows her disco.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Okay. Question one. What genre of music did disco come from?
1970s.
I would have accepted the 1970s, but I was aiming for Motown, Philly, New York soul and funk. Okay. Question number two. What disco song has the line, just come on down
so smart then.
To 54 and find your spot out on the floor? Tick tock. Giving up?
You love this song.
It's Le Freak by Chic. Okay. Question three.
All right.
How did disco DJs differ in their style of playing music to other DJs prior?
Did they play it on the vinyl?
Yes. They played on turnstile decks, yeah.
Yes, they played on the turnstiles.
Yep.
What do you mean, how did they differ?
They played continuous music non-stop. Every other DJ up until that time would go, and now we've got another song. They played, so the music would just continue all night through.
I thought it was only the gay nightclubs that did that, don't
it? No, it was the disco DJs.
Disco
who
DJs?
Who started doing that.
Really?
Absolutely.
Mm.
Okay, question four.
Yes.
Name the disco producer who worked with the following bands and artists. Diana Ross, David Bowie, Madonna, Duran Duran, and Chic.
What's the start with Diana? It's got a letter.
Okay. His first name is a river
good.
In Egypt.
Oh, Babylon?
Nile. Nile Rodgers. Okay, Dolly, this is question five. I'm getting worried. Okay.
How are the viewers going? Are they getting any of these?
Oh, I think Andrew's probably...
How's Johnny going?
I know, Johnny's probably
Johnny
going. I hope Johnny's going
like
quite well.
Coat.
Hey, question five.
Mm-hmm.
Name at least three notable disco movies.
Oh, Xanadu?
Yes.
YMCA?
Yes. Well, You Can't Stop the Music. Yep.
You Can't Stop the Music.
Yeah, and one more.
Another disco.
Staying alive. Okay, but I'd also accept.
Was that one of the first?
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Never saw that.
Thank God It's Friday.
No.
Fame.
Yes.
Car Wash.
Boogie Nights, The Last Days of Disco, Studio 54, and The Wiz.
The Wiz,
he's on down the road, all that.
Michael Jackson had a few songs in that, didn't he?
Question six. Yes. Donna Summer was the queen of disco.
She was.
What other queen of pop grew up and lived on the same street as her in Boston, Massachusetts?
She's the queen of pop in Australia. Queen of pop in Australia. Marcia Hines.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Was she?
Yes. They grew up together. In Boston.
Something in the waters there, darling.
Our thoughts are with the people in Boston now, aren't we? Okay. Question seven. Name at least three notable disco dancers.
Well, there's the car wash.
Yes.
And then there's the, what are you doing with your fists?
You know, the one that Jamie always goes on about, song that he loves.
The bus stop.
Yes, I'll take the bus stop as well. And one more.
The disco dance.
Yes. Tick-tock. Okay. The bump.
Not terribly with it.
The penguin.
Lady bump, darling.
Lady bump.
What's the penguin, darling?
Boogaloo. I don't know the penguin came up. I was like, never heard of it.
Yeah.
The robot. The hustle.
To the hustle.
And what year?
Silver Connection.
Absolutely. For question eight, what year did the hustle come from?
Oh, God, it'd have to be
same 90, year as 1970.
79, maybe, darling.
Five, yes.
Tip of my tongue.
Okay.
I failed, didn't
I? Last two questions. No, I want you to get at least one of them.
Mm.
Question nine, what Australian band did a cover of the disco hit Funky Town in the 80s?
Pseudo Echo.
Well done. Mm. And for question 10, Sir Monty Rock III headed which notorious disco band? And the hint is, you got to get dancing.
Disco Texan. The Sex Elects.
Well done.
Truth. I tell you what, I was touch and go there, wasn't I?
I tell you what, I was going to revoke your disco license then.
Wasn't that good, sweetheart, wasn't I? I was crap. Let's face it.
Who have we got now, doll?
Oh, well, darling, this is thank you for that lovely quiz. This is Club Shot stepping out with Maniac.
Yes!
Because Maniac was a disco song, wasn't it, darling?
Oh,
from which movie?
From Flashdance.
From Flashdance.
Best ever movie ever.
I'm catching up with Brett and Dolly. Enjoy. Get on your chair. Oh, you're on Catching Up with Jordan 94.9.
Oh,
look at me. I'm all over it.
Look at you.
And that's just about it for the night. Isn't it gorgeous?
Two last shout-outs.
Oh, I just said don't bother, darling.
But bless Jerry. Jerry asked, that sounds like Stepping Out by Joe Jackson. It was Jerry, darling. And Johnny has corrected us because Johnny does an excellent job at correcting us here at Catching Up. It was Saturday Night Fever.
Yes, I said Saturday Night Fever.
Hey, look, coming up next is Sci-Fi and Screen this week with Dean Akuri. As the darling Sonia is having just this week off. So, Dolly, that was music. What's on the show next week? We don't know. We don't care.
Don't know, don't care. Just us, darling. That's all we need to worry
about,
Jermaine
will be back. The three of us will be back. And what's
9
playing?
9 o'clock, won't we? Oh, by the way, you're maybe joining me on Friday afternoon. I'm doing a little shift.
You're doing Friday afternoon, Joy.
Yeah, that's right, darling.
I will try my hardest, darling.
Oh, hopefully you can join me, sweetie, anyway.
What's playing us out?
This is Bunny Sigler, Glad to Be Your Lover, from 1979.
Good night, Australia.
Good night, Australia. Obvious.
Melbourne's most lovable station is now giving you more reasons to listen. Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.